London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. Secretary of State puts forth a last-ditch effort for Mideast peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday launched a last-minute bid to preserve the broad outlines of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, which he warned was in serious jeopardy. In a speech at the State Department, Kerry also defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements on Palestinian territory. The vote at the U.N. was about preserving the two-state solution, said Kerry. That's what we're standing up for, Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state. As far as the two-state solution is concerned,
the two-state solution is the only way to achieve a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, living in peace and security with its neighbors. It is the only way to ensure a future, freedom, and dignity for the Palestinian people, and it is an important way of advancing United States interests in the region.
Israeli leaders, as well as both Democratic and Republican lawmakers in the United States, have slammed the move in the United Nations, saying the United States is failing to stand up for Israel, its longtime ally. However, Kerry on Wednesday rejected that criticism, saying that Israel will always be a close ally, but that the settlements are a major obstacle to a future peace deal. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey and Russia are reported to have agreed on a ceasefire plan for Syria and are working to make sure it goes into effect at midnight. The Turkish state-run Anadolu News Agency reports the new plan intends to expand a ceasefire in the city of Aleppo but does not include terror groups. Turkey's foreign minister, quoted by Reuters, says Ankara has not changed its disapproval of President Bashar al-Assad staying in power. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, Turkey's foreign minister, told reporters while attending an award ceremony in Ankara, there are two texts ready on a solution in Syria. One is about a political resolution. The other is about a ceasefire. Last week, Russia, Iran, and Turkey adopted a declaration setting out the guidelines expected to be adhered behind any possible agreement on Syria. However, a Syrian rebel source who asked to remain anonymous told the French press agency that the opposition has not received any details of any.
Este es un avance informativo de La Voz de América. Desde Washington les informa Henry Llanos. Donald Trump eligió a un exfuncionario del gobierno de George W. Bush como asesor de contraterrorismo enfocado especialmente en las amenazas cibernéticas dentro de la nación. Thomas Bossert ayudará a formular políticas de seguridad cibernética del nuevo gobierno. Bossert se reportará directamente a Donald Trump y tendrá su propio personal que no estará bajo la dirección del Consejo de Seguridad Nacional, según informó Sean Spicer, vocero del presidente electo. El secretario estadounidense de Estado, John Kerry, habla hoy de su visión para la posible solución del conflicto Israel-Palestina.
Bienvenidos a este especial de La Voz de América. Les saluda Iscar Blanco. En los próximos minutos haremos un recorrido por algunas noticias y eventos que marcaron 2016 en Estados Unidos y el mundo. 2016, un año de violentos sucesos. Uno de ellos se dio en Orlando, cuando sin aparentes motivos un sujeto ingresó a un club nocturno y disparó contra varias personas. El saldo, 2 muertos y decenas de heridos. Además, de una población consternada.
Que me quería mucho y que estaba ahí. Mira eso.
Las familias ahorita están bien destrozadas, pero estamos aquí para darles una palabra que no están solos y que todo el pueblo de Orlando está con ellos. Pero fue una tragedia que no esperábamos.
En marzo, el avión presidencial Air Force One aterriza en La Habana. A bordo, el presidente de Estados Unidos, Barack Obama. Su visita marcó un punto en la historia de Estados Unidos.